Not a long-term lease, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And the other properties that you have in Taney County, do you use them in a similar fashion? Are they in a nightly rental program?
I'm not quite sure what this how this is relevant. This is pertaining to these two properties.
Well, so that you understand, Nathaniel, we've had this issue come up about for the last several years, and we made a decision which has been upheld by the State Tax Commission. That basically, that if you have one property in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, we're going to give you a break on the first one. But if you have multiple properties that you have in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we give you a break on whichever one you want as a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, but the rest of the properties are 100% commercial. Unless one is, of course, being used as a residence. We're just talking about properties used in nightly rental. So that's how we have done it in Taney County, and that's what our situation is. So when I ask you if you have other properties in Taney County, that's where it's coming from.
Two nightly rentals and one residence.
Okay, and the third one is this one that you have on the docket today, or the fourth one, I guess it would be?
No. What's the address?
Okay, this particular one is, it's got a parcel number that ends in 024. It's like 420 Poolside Pass.
Correct.
Okay. And the other two that are in a nightly rental program, do you have two more than a nightly rental program and then a residence? Or what do you, we're just trying to.
So there's two. There are three properties altogether. There's 420 Poolside Pass, 410 Poolside Pass, and then there's a residence, which is in Branson, Fall Creek.
Okay, what's the fourth one we're showing?
What's the address on the Fall Creek?
What's the Fall Creek address?
What's the Fall Creek address?
And that's a residence. That's 530 Abbey Lane.
Okay, so you don't have 205 Lakefront Drive?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
so
the 530
Abbey Lane is a residence? It's not a condo?
It is a condo, but it's a residence. I reside there.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and you have to understand that sometimes we have people that put them in VRBOs and, you know, put them on the VRBO website, things like that. So we're just asking the questions we need to ask.
And so then there's another one. So the one on Abbey is owned by two people. But then there's another one on Lakefront Drive that's owned by, looks like, a partner or a spouse or.
That's not relevant here.
Well, yeah. It is relevant if it's in a nightly rental program. That's the reason we have to ask the question.
And it's at Chateau Cove, the 205 Lakefront Drive, and the owner says Marcink Tyann, and that's the same owner, isn't it, on 530 Abbey, one of the owners?
Yes.
Does he not have anything to?
Yeah.
And then
right.
They also have these two.
So we got four total?
Four total,
okay. So one is residence, we have three. So, I mean, typically what we'll do, and you, I mean, this is the only one we have on the docket, and if this is the one you want to pick, that's what we'll do. But the other two, if they haven't been already, you're going to get a commercial notice on them of being changed to commercial. Yes.
So are you not going to claim the 205 Lakefront Drive?
Claim, what do you mean?
The reason I'm asking is, again, we've got the same names and address, kind of, and that's the highest.
What exactly is the name and address do you have for that? Do you have an actual name on that?
We have a Marcink.
It's not part of Natty Investments.
Marcink Tyann. It's in Chateau Cove.
That's not me. I'm Natty Investments.
Okay, but
okay.
Is that property something? Is that property something you have an interest in? In other words, we don't want to have a corporate shell game here. Is what we're looking for, because if we anyway, that's the basis of our decision down here. If you're telling us that you do not have an interest in that property, then we'll go with that.
So
correct.
He'll go with the lower value one then for Poolside Pass.
For this one, okay.
The 205 is $672,546, but no.
205 has nothing to do with me.
Okay.
Okay. And it's already split 25-75. The poolside passes.
The poolside pass has already been. You've already been in front of us for that one, then.
Can I make a clarification?
Yeah.
We're talking about 410 poolside pass and 420 poolside pass. Those are the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's on the docket.
The 420 is the one that we're talking about with the split.
And he has that in an LLC, but it's still owned by him. And he also owns with Tyann Marcink.
Yeah.
That already has a 75.
It's owned by the LLC.
No, we understand that.
Right.
But
yeah.
But we can't.
Can't.
Yeah, what we have to deal with is that if as long as there are multiple rental properties, we'll let you pick the one you want your mixed use on. And we've already done that once. We've already given that property.
Okay, excuse me. Did you do that on 410 poolside pass or 420 poolside pass?
Which, neither. It's on the 205.
But you didn't do it on either of those.
It's on 205.
Right.
That has nothing to do with Natty Investments.
Okay, I understand it has nothing. It may not have anything to do with Natty Investments, but it's got to do with the same owners.
Natty Investments owns those two properties, 420 and 410. Those are the ones I'm referring to. I'm referring to 420 Poolside Pass. I would like to get that's what I'm protesting. I don't own 205 Lakeside Drive.
I understand, but you're a member of the LLC that does, correct?
No. No, I'm not.
I'm in 20.
But we have them all, tax notices going to the same address and union.
Correct.
How does it matter?
Well, if you want to explain it to us, go ahead.
Well, no, explain to me how it matters.
Well,
it's a mailing address. Why would it make a difference? It could be, it doesn't, I'm trying to understand the relevance here because I own Natty Investments. Those two properties are actually three, 410 Poolside Pass, 420 Poolside Pass, and 530 Abbey Lane. Those are my properties. Those may go to the same address, but that shouldn't be relevant. Explain to me why it is.
Because the same owner on Abbey Lane also owns 205 Lakefront Drive.
Natty Investments owns those.
And one of those has already been mixed.
Abbey Lane is my residence.
Right.
It's the place I reside at, but Natty Investments owns that.
And who owns 205 Lakefront Drive?
I don't know. You'll have to find that on your own.
Well, according to our records, that same person is also in partner with you on 530 Abbey Lane.
I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm referring to these two properties, 410 Poolside Pass, 420 Poolside Pass. And I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is David Akers. I'm chairman of the BOE. We have Greg Baker and
Jerry Moore.
Jerry Moore.
David Akers, you said?
Yes. I'm the chairman of the Citizen Board. And Jerry Moore, we are all board members.
Jerry Moore, okay.
All right.
And who's the lady I'm speaking to?
Jerry Moore,
okay.
Yes.
So I'm talking to David Aker and Jerry Moore?
Correct. Greg hasn't said anything yet.
I'm just listening.
And the assessor is here also, of course, and we are live. As far as the, is there any discussion on this?
I think we should see if the assessor has anything to say.
Do you have?
No, just you guys.
Okay. But you're showing four different bills going to the same address for the same properties.
Correct, and we're showing one is residential, which gives you.
And the residential is classified as residential.
Correct.
And then we have one that's already classified as mixed use. Okay.
I think my recommendation would be that as the owner of Natty Investments, that he get with the assessor to show who owns Natty Investments.
I'm not quite sure how that's relevant.
It would show whether or not the same people that own Natty Investment also own 205 Lakefront Drive.
In other words, you're not entitled to the mixed use except for on one property, and that's why the question is relevant.
You can't put them in different LLCs and get one on each LLC is what we're saying.
And listen, I understand, Nathaniel, this question has been, contentious with a number of people. We've been doing this for several years now, and I don't want you to feel like that we are in any way, shape, or form trying to pick on you. We've had this kind of experience with other people, but we're just trying to explain to you what we do. If you don't think it's fair, if we deny this, you have a right to go to the State Tax Commission and file an appeal, with them of our decision. But that's the reason that we ask these questions, as she said, is so people are not playing the shell game. So,
right.
And we're not treating you any different than we treat any other person. But if you have more than one of these in a nightly rental program, we consider that a business. And that's why it goes to commercial on these other properties. And if you have an ownership in multiple properties through LLCs, whatever their names are, then we give you one, still as that break, and you can pick the most valuable one if you want to, which is what everybody does, but we're just allowing the one with the mixed use. Now, understanding that,
okay. Is
there anything else you'd like to say with respect to this one?
Okay. Nothing more than I've already said. I mean, I'm not part of the LLC on the one, the 205 Lakefront Drive. I'm not part of that. So I am part of Natty Investments, and that's how I'm going to place it.
Okay. Does somebody else own that lives with you? I mean, there is. I mean, we've had people give properties to their kids. I get that. But I'm asking you is why is it going to the same address if it's not you that's the owner?
And I'm asking you, try to explain the relevance here.
I don't know how I can be more clear.
Let me clarify something. I totally understand. I'm sorry if I sound aggressive or a little more belligerent. I wouldn't say belligerent. Nothing towards you. I'm just trying to get a fair shake on this. What I consider a fair shake on this, regardless of who, what addresses these are going to, I'm not part of the LLC. It's Natty Investments that owns it. I own Natty Investments. That covers those three properties, and I am trying to that we're not talking about Lakeshore Drive or 205, whatever. I'm talking about these three properties.
So why is
the ones do not have any bearing on this?
So why is the notice going to the same place? I mean, if there's somebody else there that owns it, just tell us. I mean, we're trying to operate from the facts here.
You need to find out.
Oh.
I'm only talking about the three properties.
Okay,
and I'm
going
to stick to those three properties.
I understand.
Okay. I think we've, as a board, we've explained how the system works, and as David said, that you could take this up with the State Commission, State Tax Commission. So I would make a motion at this time to deny.
I'll second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We understand that people have different opinions on this, and you'll get a decision in the mail. You have a right to appeal to the State Tax Commission. if you wish.
All right, thank you.